Hey there, beautiful listeners. Welcome back to Unleash Your Metabolic Power. Use science to conquer weight. Ever feel like those stubborn pounds just have a personal vendetta against you, refusing to let go? Well, today, we're digging deep into what science has identified as a huge culprit in that process: inflammation. Despite all the buzz it's gotten across social media, many of us still don't fully understand how deeply inflammation impacts our weight. So today, we'll shed some light on it and arm you with knowledge to keep it from sabotaging your weight loss. And trust me, you won't want to miss out on Lynn's story coming up and how she conquered inflammation to reach her goal weight. Now, I'm Patty Palko with a PhD in biology, here to empower and guide you along the path to your health dreams. So grab your favorite brew, find that cozy spot, and let's embark on another powerful chat together. Before we dive in, I wanted to share something special. A listener recently mentioned how she loves that our chats are short and sweet, right around 15 minutes. Just perfect, she said, to give me what I need without taking up my whole day. And she's spot on. See, I've designed these episodes to fit into your busy schedule. It's not about filling time, but filling your toolkit with science-backed insights, real-life strategies, and that aha moment we all crave. So in the next 15 minutes, expect power-packed guidance, tailored just for you, minus the fluff, because your time is gold, and we're here to make every minute count. Now, let's talk about inflammation. Picture this. You're walking down the stairs, and a little misstep, and you've got a swollen ankle. That puffiness and pain, that's inflammation at work. But it's not the villain here. It's actually your body's white knights rushing to protect and heal you. This is what we call acute inflammation, and it's a good thing. It's your immune system's frontline defense, battling infections, healing wounds, or in this case, nursing that ankle back to health. But imagine if those knights never left, hanging around long after the battle's won, causing a ruckus in your castle. That's chronic inflammation, the long-term kind. And it's like an unwelcome guest who crashes your party, gets drunk, throws up on your favorite rug, and then refuses to leave. This persistent intruder is what we need to be wary of, because it plays a massive role in not just weight gain, especially around the belly, but also in serious health issues like heart disease and more. Understanding this unwelcome guest is your first step on the journey to reclaiming your body's harmony and ultimately conquering those stubborn pounds. So where does a lot of this chronic inflammation actually come from? Well, brace yourself, because the answer might seem surprising at first, but once you think about it, it'll click into place. The hotbed of chronic inflammation? It's often our gut. Think of the gut as the bustling main hub of our body. Just as airports connect the outside world to the inside of a country, the gut is where our inside world meets the outside. It's such an essential spot that a whopping 70% of our immune system sets up camp there. And there's more to the story. The gut isn't just about digestion. It's so important that there's a direct hotline from it to the brain, and they're constantly updating each other, playing a major role in how our metabolism and hormones function. Now, imagine eating foods that act like rebels, causing uproar at this airport. igniting silent fires that spread chaos throughout. That's what inflammatory foods do to our gut. Keep feeding these fires and boom, inflammation galore. This turmoil doesn't just stay put. It spirals out, affecting our brain, which in turn messes up our metabolism. The outcome, weight gain, with the belly bearing the brunt of it. Here's a twist. The plot thickens from excess fat, especially that sneaky visceral kind nestled deep in our belly. Fat fans the flames even more, causing, you guessed it, more inflammation. It's like a vicious circle. And if that wasn't enough, this deeper belly fat can wage a war on our liver. When our liver gets overwhelmed, there are disruptions in vital hormones, including insulin, thyroid hormones, and even the hormones that are already becoming unpredictable as we age, menopausal ones. Everything is intertwined. Now, while the gut plays a starring role, let's not forget there are other backstage contributors to inflammation, like toxins we're exposed to, certain autoimmune conditions, and even our genetics and stress. But that's a topic for another day. For now, understanding the gut's pivotal role gives us a significant head start. Are you wondering if you might be dealing with chronic inflammation? Well, let's shed some light on the signs you should be watching out for. Digestive hiccups like bloating, gas, heartburn, constipation, or diarrhea are common indicators. But the signs can be broader than just tummy troubles. Feeling fatigued, facing the dreaded brain fog, or dealing with persistent allergies and headaches. These too might be your body waving a red flag. Not to mention aches and pains like joint discomfort and even mood swings throughout your day. For years, I was dealing with all those weird symptoms and just couldn't figure out why. It was extremely frustrating. And then, bam, I figured out the culprit. White potatoes. It's crazy because who's bothered by potatoes? I mean, they're everywhere. Well, apparently me. Every time I'd snack on even a few chips, I'd be sick for an entire week. Since then, research has shown that people who have rheumatoid arthritis in their family might have the genes that make them sensitive to compounds found in the potato family. My grandma has rheumatoid arthritis, so I guess I'm one of those lucky ones. Another interesting sign of chronic inflammation, your skin. It can also send distress signals. Let me share Tina's story, a fantastic woman I had the pleasure of working with. Tina struggled with sudden acne breakouts. Through our journey together, we discovered her skin flare-ups were linked to inflammation caused by a specific food she was eating. And here's the telltale sign. Every time Tina ate it, she'd wake up heavier by about 3 pounds the next day. But here's the empowering part. We can take control of our story. Remember Lynn? A wonderful woman I had the joy of guiding. She battles with an autoimmune condition that would often flare up. The major culprit? Added sugar. It was like pouring fuel on her inflammation fire. But get this, Lynn's a baker and has a soft spot for chocolate. Sounds like a lot of us, right? Instead of completely cutting out what she loved, we found a way for her to enjoy her mom's holiday recipes and treats in a way that didn't set her health back. Now, she's not only feeling more energetic, but was able to lose 30 pounds and is at her lowest weight in nearly 40 years. And she's still able to enjoy her favorite desserts and daily chocolate without the guilt. So if there's one thing to take away today, it's not about feeling deprived. It's about finding what works best for you and making intentional choices. Sometimes this can be as simple as swapping out one food on your plate that's feeding the inflammatory fire inside of you for one anti-inflammatory food instead. If you're looking for a list of easy swaps, I've got a handy guide that I'm sending out to my email list. If you aren't already getting my emails, head on over to metabolismreset.co. I'll put the link in the show notes. Plus, when you sign up, you get a free guide on how to add foods to revitalize your metabolism. My favorite swap right now is going extra on the extra virgin olive oil whenever I can. I'm adding in 1 tablespoon a day. It has some amazing benefits because it's packed with polyphenols. But it's vital to get high quality olive oil to get these anti-inflammatory powerhouses. I found this fantastic online olive oil shop called oliveoillovers.com. They offer the best extra virgin olive oil, and many are at grocery store prices. And if you're all in on the polyphenols, you can search specifically for oils with the highest content. The best thing about olive oil is that it can help with joint pain, which I know there's a lot of women out there who have a hard time exercising due to joint pain. If you can get back to some physical activity, even walking, it can help tackle inflammation. Start making some of these changes and listen to your body. And remember, the key isn't just about losing weight. It's about feeling confident, energized, and absolutely in love with the person staring back at you in the mirror. But here's the thing. While olive oil and exercise are a fantastic starting point, reducing inflammation goes way beyond that. There are countless foods out there, some seemingly innocent, like those potatoes and me, that could be stoking your internal flames without you even realizing it. It's a fascinating and intricate puzzle, unique to each person. And trust me, diving deeper into understanding these nuances can be a game changer for your health. So keep tuning in so that we can keep putting tools into your weight loss toolkit. Thanks again for joining me on Unleash Your Metabolic Power, Use Science to Conquer Weight. For those of you who are following this podcast, thank you so much. I so appreciate your support. I'm working every week to bring you the biggest game changers so you can get to and maintain your goal weight. If you enjoyed today's talk and found value in it, please leave a rating or review with your thoughts, questions, or your stories. I'd love to hear about you so that we can support each other. Sending you all the love, energy, and positive vibes. Until next time, stay freaking awesome. Bye.